USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A falling tree killed a person in Florida as Tropical Storm Elsa moved through Wednesday, and 11 people were injured in Georgia when a suspected tornado touched down at a submarine base. Almost all of the injuries at Naval Submarine Base Kings Bay were classified as condition green, meaning not life-threatening. The storm continues up the I-95 corridor today with 45-mile-an-hour winds and heavy rain. The mayor of Miami-Dade in Florida told reporters on Wednesday that emergency crews that have been working around the clock to find survivors in the Surfside building collapse have refused to leave the site despite being told they could go home. The site is now in recovery mode. Wisconsin's governor, Democrat Tony Evers, this month vetoed legislation that would restrict county clerks and the state election commission from accepting private funding for administering elections. He said he vetoed the bill because he objects to restrictions on local governments potentially using supplemental funding for election administrations. USA Radio News.
Donald Trump is back with his Save America rallies, and Newsmax TV is covering them live. All other major cable networks won't carry them, but Newsmax will. Newsmax is fast becoming the number one choice for Americans who want to hear from President Trump. Newsmax is real news you can trust. You can get it on all major cable systems and streaming platforms. Newsmax even has a free app for your smartphone. So stay informed about Trump's rallies and big announcements by going to Newsmax.com and watching Newsmax TV. And make sure you sign up for Newsmax's Trump List. Get the latest on President Trump and his 2024 plans directly on your cell phone. Just text the word REMIND to 39747. That's REMIND to 39747. Help us take back America. Join the Trump List on Newsmax by texting REMIND to 39747. Big news is about to happen. Be the first to know with Newsmax. Send REMIND to 39747 now.
The coronavirus worldwide surpasses a grim milestone Wednesday. Dan Rocky from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau reports.
The global death toll from COVID-19 has passed 4 million, according to new data from Johns Hopkins University. The U.S. leads the world with a little more than 600,000 deaths, followed by India and Brazil. The grim milestone coming as cases and deaths have fallen off in the U.S. and Europe, but are rising in other areas, like Indonesia, where vaccination rates remain low and variants like the Delta strain are spreading quickly. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
The Tampa Bay Lightning in the National Hockey League are this year's Stanley Cup winners.
Lightning strikes twice! The Tampa Bay Lightning win their second straight Stanley Cup!
Tampa Bay beat the Montreal Canadiens 1-0 in Game 5 on NBC to take the cup home for the second time in 2 years. Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's all in your head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
Mexican officials have contacted lawmakers in Washington to lift travel restrictions between the two countries, saying there is no longer a need for the restrictions. Brandon Judd, president of the National Border Patrol Council on Fox News, says the Biden administration is the cause of the crisis and removing Title 42 would be disastrous.
Well, the first thing that we have to understand is the Biden administration, they know that they are the cause of the current border crisis. They won't publicly admit it, but they know that their actions have caused the unprecedented surge that we're seeing right now. So if they were to end Title 42, they also recognize that that will encourage more people to cross our borders illegally, and that will strain our resources even further, the resources that we just don't have right now to properly protect our border. They want to open up the ports of entry to non-essential travel, but if they were to do that, they're just going to invite more illegal immigration to take place. We want to do the best job that we possibly can. We know that we can patrol the border, but we have to have the policies that are going to allow us to properly go after the criminal cartels, to go after the organizations that are bringing so many people into the United States, and we just don't have the resources right now. When you start a shift with 40% of your personnel already in processing, and then by the end of the shift, you've got 50% of your personnel in processing, we just don't have enough people on the border to actually go after the criminal cartels and to cut into the human trafficking that is taking place.
My name is Lance Pry, and this is USA Radio News.